Okay, Brian Keller here. We are here talking about PDC 2008 pre-cons, and so I thought I would just record this, give you a glimpse into what happens at one of the meetings where we talk about some of the behind the scenes for PDC 2008. So with me here in the room, we have...
Hi there. My name is Ajoy Krishnamurthy. I'm a lead product planner with Microsoft Patterns and Practices Group.
Okay.
I'm Jaime Rodriguez. I'm a technical evangelist for client technologies, but today I'm kind of the pre-con guy, the guy that helps organize all the pre-cons.
Okay.
And I'm Brian Randall. I'm a senior consultant with MCW Technologies, and I'm doing a pre-con on VSTS 2008.
Okay. So, Jaime, you're the guy putting this together. What exactly is a pre-con? I've actually never been to a pre-con, so this will be good for me, too.
So pre-con is just the day before PDC. We have an all-day training on a wide number of topics. This year we'll have 10 pre-cons, so, and topics range from anything. It can be about data, it can be about WPF, Silverlight. We have a really broad selection. We choose things that are appealing to everybody, and we choose things that are very deep, like Windows debugging or things like that. So a wide variety of topics. You can find the topics in the Microsoft PDC site and go from there. And pre-con is just simply one-day training around that specific topic. We go deep. We get people that have a lot of experience in the industry, and we try to share guidance and best practices.
Okay. And what about what kind of differentiates the content from the regular PDC from the type of stuff I see on the pre-con?
Yep. So PDC is all about futures. Mm-hmm. You go there to get strategy. You go there to listen to things that are coming 3 years down the road. And pre-cons is about today's technology. You go there, you get trained on something that you can walk out of that same room and be able to apply that to your job that same day. So that's the big difference between pre-con and a PDC session.
Okay, that seems like a really good way if I'm not, completely up to speed on a given technology and I want to make sense of what people are talking about in the keynotes and the rest of PDC. This can be kind of a good way to bootstrap my knowledge there, right?
Yep.
Okay.
It's a fun day. So if it's something where you want to branch to a different area like VSTS or Agile or something, mm-hmm. you can take that and learn enough to have a good context, or you can go into some other area where you can go deep and learn more that helps you do your job. If you're a C++ developer and you want to learn about debugging or parallelism, great, go deep.
Okay.
Otherwise, branch out and do something else.
Okay. And Ajoy, I understand you're looking after a pre-conference here?
Absolutely. So we're planning an Agile pre-con this year. It's the first time we're doing that, I think, in the PDC. So in this pre-con, we're looking at providing perspective from different views, if you will, right? From the industry, I've got Mary Papendick. She's a leading authority in the lean software development space.
Mm-hmm.
She's written a couple of books in that area as well. A phenomenal speaker. She's going to cover, the first half of the day talking about some of the, pragmatic, views from a practitioner perspective on using Agile and Lean techniques in your software development. And then in the afternoon, we'll have Grigori Melnik, one of the program managers in PNP, and also the program chair for this year's Agile 2008 conference, come in and talk about how we actually practice Agile within Microsoft Patterns and Practices as well. I'm pulling in a lot of resources internally from the company to do a panel at the end of the day, talking to folks like Jim Newkirk and Peter Provost and so on.
Oh, wow.
So looking like it might be shape up to be a great day of Agile topic, if you will. So if you're doing Agile development, that's definitely a place to be.
Nice. Okay. And Brian, certainly a familiar face from TechEd conferences and VS Lives and VS Connections and just very loud and rambunctious guy in general. So what are you working on here for PDC?
Well, I think I'm going to go to the other pre-con now. No, I'm kidding. No, I'm going to be talking about VSTS 2008, and it's kind of a 0-60 workshop. If you don't know anything about VSTS 2008, you're going to get a lot of information, particularly best practices. One of the things I do is I spend a lot of time consulting for large and small companies, and I've learned a lot from those engagements on what you should and should not do to get the most out of team system. One of the things we think about is, how do you get started? There's so much to do. And one of the big mistakes people make is that they don't effectively plan their rollout. They take it as just another piece of software that they can, put a DVD in and run it and go. And it really takes some forethought. So my idea is to take all this experience and in a day, whether you know a little or a lot about VSTS, give you that hard-won knowledge. Like, how do I set my version control repository? How do I set for proper SCM practices? Because it doesn't matter if you're doing Agile or CMMI or Scrum or any of the other practices. If you don't set up your SCM process correctly, you're not going to get releases out the door effectively. You're not going to be able to track bugs. And so, you know, VS Test is a monster, and the idea is to, in one day, just, you know, really give you that knowledge. So that if you go to any sessions during the week on Rosario, you're going to have that solid foundation. So when you go home, you can be using 2008 effectively and then eventually move on to 2000, whatever becomes that codename Rosario product.
Right, right. Cool. So what's an example of something you see people doing poorly in let's say, branching strategy today?
Well, you know, one big thing is just not necessarily researching appropriately. I had a customer who remained nameless. They set up their version control repository incorrectly, and they set themselves up to where they could not branch within a current team project. So the way they were able to branch is by creating a new team project every day, every time they wanted to create a branch.
Wow.
And it was pretty depressing. They ended up at one point with 40 new team projects that they were using for branching. And they finally called me and said, I think we're not doing this right. And I go, you're right, you're not. But let's fix this. And the good news is we were able to fix it. We did some cleanup and we rearranged their structure. And luckily TFS makes it really easy to do that. But once again, they didn't put that extra effort. They're busy. And that's the problem. I understand everybody's busy. And that's why, you know, I love doing things like pre-cons, because you get people in a room and you can say, okay, what's your pain and suffering? I think I know what a lot of it is, and that's why I'm there. But I'm also going to leave some time to answer questions, because I know people run into just weird scenarios.
Oh, yeah.
And just branch and merging, we spend a ton of time on that topic because it's just so critical to effective release management.
Great. And you're talking about project management, testing, and the whole nine yards, not just TFS source control.
TFS is, well, the foundation, right? That's going to be our bedrock for the day. But we're going to talk about the entire client and server SKU. So understand, you know, you're not going to become an expert in any one piece. But if you are an expert, I bet you'll get at least one or two tips that makes it worth your time. And if you're a, you know, beginner, intermediate, you're going to learn a lot on how to get the most out of the entire family. Because we're going to kind of look at it end-to-end. Take an entire scenario, go through the entire day, as well as just look at best practices, as well as worst practices. We've learned some things not to do, and that's
anti-patterns. Yeah.
Anti-patterns, exactly.
Great. Sounds good. Looking forward to it. Well, we'll let you guys get back to work here. It's just another behind-the-scenes look at Microsoft PDC 2008.